Welcome to Mrs. Daneker's room 2014 to 2015. Welcome to our new school year. With each year we find new and interesting changes. We have two new students and an additional set of hands, Mrs. Cheryl Tessens, this year. Our class is going to be full and active with lots of new things to do and learn. You will be receiving many papers over the next week. Please take a few minutes to read this, as some general information has changed. All emergency information, aka blue sheets, is now kept at the district level through Skyward. Please make sure that as cell phone numbers, address, and contact people change that you either notify the office or edit your profile so that we have the most current information. No one wants an emergency, but they do happen, and we need to be able to contact you if needed. There is information in this folder regarding registration. My disclaimer, there is much information in this letter, but please keep in mind that although this is what we think is the schedule of specials and daily routine, things do occasionally change, and therefore I may be in a position where things need to be moved around. Orange folders come home the first day of school. This folder contains this letter, along with office information regarding lunch forms and menu, a blue sheet with your family information, school picture information, our supply list, Title I compact, if you have not signed yours yet, and the medical information for Pretty Pony Pastures. Please read all the information, fill out the pages that need your signatures and information, and return as soon as possible. We get a prize if we get all our Title I compacts in first. I'm a bit competitive. Bell schedule, the first bell in the morning is at 8:35 a.m. We have breakfast in our room each morning. Since we are a Title I building, there is no cost to students for breakfast. Instruction begins at 8:40 a.m. If you are bringing your child to school, all students stay in the lobby until the first bell rings. The dismissal bell rings at 3:51 p.m. If you are picking up your child, we will bring them to the lobby and make sure you are there before releasing them. Please help your child get the most instruction possible by arriving and departing the school in a timely manner. Arriving late or leaving early directly affects the learning process. The white folder, important for our returning students, much is the same. For our new students, we look forward to getting to know you and your families. My door is always open, and I am reachable by phone or computer very easily. You are always welcome to share your thoughts. I don't always have an answer, but will do my best to figure it out or ask someone else. The white folder, which is our home-to-school connection, is very important. Your child is responsible to bring this folder to school every day and show it to you every night, as he is asked each morning to place it on the table. The white folder includes a yellow duodeng, the daily note, the homework parent signature sheet, and a correspondence pocket. Yellow folder. The yellow duodeng slash folder in the white notebook is where you will find any school work your child has done and slash or has homework for that day. You will want to check this folder nightly. Daily note. I try to write a note each day to let you know what we have done that day in our classroom. This is a general note to everyone. As many of the students have challenges with language, this daily note gives you information so that you can talk with your child about their day. With changes in the school day and specials, I may not get a note off each day. If something specific to your child happens, I will call, email you, or write you a note on the daily note or in the correspondence section of the white folder. Pretty Pony Pastures. We will start our fall riding at Pretty Pony Pastures, either the end of September or beginning of October. We will ride for 5 consecutive weeks. Your child must have the paperwork completed, including the medical form with the doctor's signature, in order to ride the horses. A permission slip for the field trip will also be necessary so that your child can attend the field trip. For our new parents, you are more than welcome to attend and watch your child ride. This is a wonderful way to involve multiple disciplines into one activity. All children wear helmets while riding and also learn about equine behaviors and anatomy while at the farm. Fundraising. Our fundraising for Pretty Pony Pastures and other field trip slash activities is done in the fall. Money earned helps offset the costs of transportation, which is very expensive, and entrance fees for some of our field trips. Our horseback riding costs approximately $1,500 per session, includes riding and transportation. We highly encourage all families to participate in this fundraiser so that we will be able to ride in our spring session this year. There will be awards for all participants. Additional information will come home regarding the fundraiser at the end of September or beginning of October. We may be doing our fundraiser later, work in progress. Contact information and email address, please feel free to contact me using my email address for correspondence. I check my email frequently both at work and home. Deirdre Daniker at has-k12.org. The school phone number is 248-328-3700, extension 5746. Our school fax number is 248-328-3704. Homework. Research has found nightly homework is valuable to a child's learning process. Therefore, there is one section in the white folder for tracking the homework sent home for your child to complete. I will be assigning homework based on the specific needs of each child. Below is an example of some of the types of activities you can help support at home. 1. For example, if your child is struggling with spelling his name, I may ask him/her to practice their name using the letters in their name on cards, write in shaving cream or pudding, cut and paste on a paper with magnets or whatever cereal they have at home. I will supply some materials in their yellow folders for the activities, but understand that you can always supplement using your own ideas. 2. Other nights I may add or mention a homework activity to the bottom of the daily note. These activities will be reinforcement for your child of skills he/she is working on in the classroom. This may be as simple as, ask your child how they made ants on a log for our snack today. 3. A reading log is in each folder to track books you read at home. This is considered a homework activity. 10 to 15 minutes a day is recommended. 4. Buddy bags will be set up for additional reinforcement of math and literacy skills. They will come home on a weekly basis. These will start in a few weeks. If you are not available to help on a given night, an older sibling, relative, or even your child reading, where someone can hear them, to a stuffed animal will work. Your help at home lets your child see that you want them to be successful and gives them the opportunity to show off for you. Correspondence. This section is for both you and me. This gives us the opportunity to touch base on things like lunch money owed, doctor appointments, a missing coat, or why your child was absent. If you need to speak to me and have been unable to contact me because, say, your phone number has changed, this is where you can let me know that information. If your child has special needs, pull-ups, wipes, special dietary needs, we will put a pink note in the cover of your child's folder when more supplies are needed. We cannot use other children's supplies on your child. Snacks. This year we are asking for a donation of 1 to 2 boxes of crackers or other healthy foods per month per child. This can include fruit, bananas, grapes, apples, and raisins, popcorn, cereal, etc. Please no sweets such as cupcakes, cookies, popsicles, etc. This will hopefully be less expensive as you will be able to purchase treats when they are on sale. We have 11 children to start the year. Cooking. We cook weekly based on what we are learning in our classroom. We may cook twice a week depending on the subject matter. We may also ask for donations occasionally. Money continues to get tighter and tighter. I will try and send home a note or add it to our new website when it is running, when possible. Cooking and art projects are two of our favorite activities. Lunch and recess always subject to changes the first week or two of school. Lunch, 11:30 to 12 o'clock. Recess, 12 o'clock to 12:15. Lunch cost is $2.25. Reduced and free lunch forms were sent home with your child's classroom teacher. You are able to prepay for lunches. You can send in a check or cash to the room, or bring it to the cafeteria before school. Additional forms are available upon request. You must fill out the reduced and free lunch form each year to qualify. Specials. We will attend specials with Ms. Marion or Mrs. Church this year. We are being split into 2 groups of 4 to help with class sizes. All of our specials are from 1:40 to 2:30. ABCD schedule for specials. The district has implemented a new special schedule. All our specials are at the same time to help with grade level collaboration. Children get art, music, and pay B, C, D. When we have an 8A, we do not have a special. My plan is for our 8As to be cooking days or field trip days. This will give us extra time to do activities that might otherwise get missed. Writing is always on Wednesdays. IMC, library, and tech times to be announced. Field trips, we will be riding twice, 5 weeks in the fall and 5 weeks in the spring, at Pretty Pony Pastures. Your child must have a medical form filled out by their doctor. These forms will be coming home soon. At this time, swimming is no longer one of our activities due to financial costs. Your child will also participate on field trips with their buddy classmates. We try and go on all the lower elementary field trips as a class when they have enough extra room for all of us. We are hoping on scheduling some other field trips, but we'll have to see how our fundraiser goes. Transportation is the big issue, as it is very expensive. Book orders. I will be sending book orders home periodically. Book orders are a wonderful cheap way to increase your home library. Every month there are usually at least one or two books for 95 cents. Please be aware that in order for our classroom to get free shipping, we need to have a minimum $20 order. This can be one $20 order, or several orders, which total $20. I will send home several book orders covering several grade levels. You are welcome to pick and choose. Checks should be made to Scholastic Books. Important names and numbers. Phone email Deirdre Daneker, 328-3700 deirdredaneker@has-k12.org. We have 4 instructional/behavioral assistants in our classroom this year. They are my right hands and help with everything from tying shoes to support in the general education classroom. We could not survive without them. With our busy schedule, it often seems easier to speak to one of these wonderful people on important issues, but please note that I need to be aware of everything that is going on in the classroom. Our policy is for the parents to direct you to me for this reason, or get a phone number, so I can call you as soon as possible. They are not trying to ignore or seem uninterested in your concern. Big picture, I am the one who is responsible. I have implemented a new procedure this year to help with communication. On top of the cubbies inside the classroom door, there is a green folder with parents on it. This is for you to comment, leave me messages, give us important info that you would like to share, etc. We will all be looking at this folder regularly to get information that we might miss, as we are working with children. With 5 adults and the children in the room, it is very difficult to keep everyone on the same page, especially in the morning and at the end of the day. If there is something you need me to know, or you need me to call you, please put a note in the green folder, and I will get back to you on my first opportunity. Emily Mayom is Emily Michelle Elliott, Mrs. Elliott Denise Buttery, Mrs. B. Cheryl Tessens, Ms. Cheryl. Below are other staff that work with the students in our room. They can all be reached at the school number 248-328-3700. Jennifer Funds, occupational therapist. Amy McDonald, physical therapist. Renee Reif, speech/language. Susanna Cox, social worker.